Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Perhaps you enjoy viewing nature programs on public television. Perhaps you don't. Regardless of your general interest in such programming, however, there is a nature series that towers above the rest. It's a series of televised nature programs produced by Sir David Attenborough. Attenborough has combined his superb production values with the outstanding camera work of the BBC. Together, they capture moments in nature that are astounding. If you watch, you will never forget the newborn lizard racing across a beach for its life while being chased by scores of fast-moving snakes. By the way, the lizard wins. If you watch, you will never forget what a father penguin is willing to endure to keep his young safe and warm. If you watch, you will never forget how the Australian lyrebird is able to imitate almost anything, even the intricate sounds of a camera. If you watch, you will never forget the migration of a single monarch butterfly from Canada to a specific, preordained cluster of trees in Mexico. The series is not at all religious. Nevertheless, when one views these episodes in light of the reality that God is the creator of all, the words of the Apostle Paul seem to rise up and shout when he declares in pure astonishment, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God." As awe-inspiring as God's creation is, however, Paul is not just speaking about the miraculous creatures that fill this planet. More than all that, Paul is speaking about the gospel. God became a human being. God became one of us. In the person of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God lived among us. He ate and slept among us. He worked, got tired, and made friends. He wept when a loved one died. He suffered ridicule and rejection. He gave up his life on a cross. He did all that to wash us clean and set everything right between God and us. He did all that to ensure that all of our sins, all of our failures, all of our wrongs would never come back to haunt us ever again. And to assure us of this, he raised himself from the dead. That's what you and I have through faith in Jesus Christ. Through faith in him, we have more than an awesome creator. We have a savior, brother, and friend. And that is astounding. Holy God, the wonders of your creation are astounding. Even more so, Lord, is your love for me in Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, keep me close to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.